From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A wave of Chapter 12 bankruptcies is sweeping across the U.S. farm belt as trade disputes take a toll on businesses already hurt by low commodity prices. According to AgWeb.com, federal data shows bankruptcies in major Midwest farm states last year rose to the highest level in at least 10 years, nearly double what they were in 2008. Last year, farm debt rose to $409 billion, with an average loan in the fourth quarter at just over $74,000, the highest fourth quarter in history. That said, bankruptcy filings nationwide are still below the highs of 2010. 2018 was also a record year for U.S. pork exports to South America, driven in large part by strong increases in pork muscle cuts to Colombia and Peru, which increased about 40% year over year. The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports, even with December data still to be reported, U.S. pork and pork variety meat exports to South America already exceed the previous high set in 2017, with volumes increasing 24% and value up 17%. Colin Peterson is the first repeat chairman of the House Ag Committee since the Eisenhower era, and Agriculture.com reports one of his priorities will be watching Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue very closely after 2 years of reworking the USDA structure under Republican leadership. The Minnesota Democrat says there's a new farm bill to implement a growing economic storm in farm country and the ongoing harm of a trade war to alleviate. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.